This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Happens to be Thursday, November the 18th of the year. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, to help us all work our way through the events of the day, things that are going on, the people are talking about. Jennifer, yesterday we talked a little bit after you had to leave, and as the resident Catholic, I thought we'd go back to this a little bit, the Conference of Catholic Bishops passing a document which clarifies the meaning of communion and who can get it. And that issue was the president who is the second Catholic president. John Kennedy was the first. He supports abortion rights, and that's against the tone and tenet of the Catholic Church. So there are some who say he doesn't deserve to have communion. So is this all a lot of huffing and puffing about not much? What are the people who are at mass?
Part of the conversation about amongst maybe more devout Catholics about whether or not he should be able to get it based on his public statements about abortion. I think that he goes to a church where the priest gives him communion, obviously, or he would probably say something about it, or he wouldn't be going to that church. So he's getting communion. I don't think that the subject got broached when he met with the Pope. And I think there were some people who were thinking that they were going to talk about it. I don't think that they did. I don't know. It's not.
I heard that they did. That the Pope had told Biden that he should continue to get communion and that he was a good Catholic. There was a quote.
Honestly, I don't know. I can't remember if I even read about what they talked about, other than he told him some story about Satchel Paige. I don't know. It was about the old baseball player, Satchel. He was telling it. He told the Pope a story about Satchel Paige. It's the same story he told like last week when he was in front of another crowd of people. He kind of tells the same story over and over again when it's fresh in his mind. But according to Biden, he said, and I just did a quick Google search, according to AP's reporting, Biden said, so not Pope Francis, but Biden said that the Pope told me I should keep receiving communion. So what that conversation was like, I don't know. Honestly, it's not on the top of my radar these days.
But the workers don't always agree with the boss. I know that from personal experience.
Also, look, there are a lot of people who are divorced who receive communion, and you're not supposed to if you're a quote-unquote good Catholic.
Well, not until you get, and that's actually a big point of contention in the Catholic Church. You have to get an annulment.
Sure, because everyone's divorced.
Yeah, before you can get communion. So I actually, my mom's friend, and this was the craziest story, my mom's best friend, actually, they met because they went on a Catholic retreat together, and the lady thought that they were sisters and they had never met before. And truly, they kind of have become like sisters over the last 25 years. But she got married. It was both of their second marriages to her husband. Her husband's wife had pretty much just cheated and left him. And her husband, she didn't know, was gay. She walked in on him having sex with another man. Now, they both applied for an annulment so that they could get married in the Catholic Church because they wanted their second marriage to be in the Catholic Church. Do you know that her husband was granted an annulment within a year or so? It takes a while to go through it, about a year. Hers, which you think would be pretty cut and dry, right? You walk in, your husband's with another man, of all things, in the Catholic Church. You would think that that would be like, you know, put you to the front of the line. It took about 7 or 8 years for the Catholic Church to finally grant her annulment. So she couldn't take communion. They ended up just getting married outdoors, and then they got remarried in the Catholic Church when she finally got her annulment. But it can take a long period of time. And yeah, people are not supposed to be taking communion during that time. And most people follow the rules of that. They
it's
might
so
go up
irrelevant.
And get a blessing, but
it's so irrelevant. One of the things that my experience has taught me about my friends who are Catholic that wanted to get annulments is the more money they paid into the church, the quicker they got an annulment. It was always about money. I remember Ted Kennedy paid $75,000 to get an annulment from his first wife. It took about 5 minutes.
The expedited shipping?
Yeah, right, exactly. Speaking of being expedited, looks like Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman, is being expedited. Some people say shaman, some people say shaman.
He's neither. He's neither.
I know.
He's
the
guy that wears horns and goes to
Viking hat.
And he goes to protests. Yeah. He goes to like every protest. He's a career protester. And
he's going
to
be a career criminal. So
I don't, we were talking about this. But it's ridiculous. I mean, it's an obstruction charge, basically. Nobody's been charged with insurrection. This guy wasn't charged with insurrection. Look, the guy was an idiot. He shouldn't have been there. Clearly, and
he's got a bad attitude, Jennifer.
Well, he didn't do some of the damage that other people did. He stood there and took selfies inside of the Capitol with his horns on. I mean, I don't know. 41 months seems a bit excessive, but the prosecutors in the case had asked to make him an example.
But people who murder other people don't get that kind of time.
Exactly.
For the system. All right. Speaking of going to jail, the American journalist named Danny Fenster, is that his name? Sentenced to 11 years of hard labor in Myanmar, has been released, and he came home. 37 years old. He was the the editor of online magazine Frontier. He's been convicted of spreading false and inflammatory information. Man, if we go after everybody in this country who does that, half the country would be in jail.
Nobody would be on radio or TV.
No.
There'd be a lot of silence.
Was it Myanmar, the place where they were having real disruption? It seems to me the government was falling apart. I'm trying to remember. Who even knows where Myanmar is? That's a pretty good question. That's a great trivia question.
I tell you, I don't think I'd want to have to do hard labor, be sentenced to hard labor in Myanmar. Don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. Okay, so the folks at OSHA have suspended enforcement of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all businesses, no matter what size they are, right? So what is that? This sort of a slap in the face of the administration's plan, right?
Yeah, there's no enforcement on it. And OSHA says they're just waiting for the investigation. But there are so many lawsuits right now, and all of these lawsuits seem to have traction, that it's going to be highly unlikely that OSHA's ever going to jump back into this game, because it's not what they are set up to do. They're set up to deal with environmental risk factors, not people's health. And that's what their congressionally given authority is really about. That's the purview of what they can do. So I don't know. I don't see this moving forward. The Biden administration hasn't said if they have a secondary plan for how they'd want to enforce this. But if there is no enforcement, I would imagine that there probably isn't going to be a mandate on January 4th. And quite frankly, there really shouldn't be. Make the vaccines available. I mean, you have places like Ireland that have like 95% I think vaccination rate. Maybe it's 90%.
Without mandates. What does that say about the American people, though?
But they're closing down the country even with that many people vaccinated. So it's like,
yeah, they have a huge surge right now. It's awful. My uncle
and everybody's
passed away
vaccinated
on Sunday, and the
funeral crazy.
Is tonight, and no one knows what they can do. It's a whole thing. Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so what's the scoop? Right, what do we hear about the vials of what kind of virus were found in that research lab?
Smallpox.
It was smallpox. Okay. So they were accidentally discovered. What does that mean?
Hanging
they weren't
out
supposed
in
to
a refrigerator. No, it was like hanging out in a refrigerator. Now, here's the deal. I have a lot of stuff in my refrigerator that's been hanging out there for a while, but I'm pretty
sure
too. I know if I had smallpox. And this was just left unguarded. And so it just makes you wonder, you know, again, you can argue all you want about was it China, was it intentional, was it accidental? I mean, there's so many different arguments out there. But we know what we know today based on what happened over the last year and a half, 2 years. What in the world are people doing not securing this stuff? Why are we just leaving smallpox vials out there so that people can get a hold of it? Bad actors are everywhere. They saw what this pandemic did not only to our country, but the whole entire world. It boggles the mind that we are still so careless. This is here in our country.
In a lab or?
Yeah, in a lab, unguarded. Yep.
Well, Thanksgiving's coming up. Maybe it's a...
It was a Pennsylvania research facility. It was just hanging out.
Wasn't smallpox what we gave the Native Americans to begin with? So
yes. Ugh. Well, that, Christopher Columbus brought smallpox over his second time, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of natives who were killed because they had. Well, there were about half the people on the ship died on the way over here. That's one of the reasons. You know, everybody thinks he's such a hero, or not. I shouldn't say everybody, because more and more people are educated to the fact that he was a no good so-and-so, and back to, again, the outrage of having a holiday named. Who came up with that idea, by the way? Not to dig up old dirt. Where did that come from? Who was the ignoramus that didn't know what happened? Well, the Italians.
The Italians, yeah. In New York.
Let's hear it for the Italians.
To answer your question.
Okay. So, there's some discussion on the House floor about a Chinese spy scandal. Who's sleeping with whom here, Jennifer?
No, this is a little different. So this was an interesting little bit of juice. So we talked, I think, earlier about Representative Gosar, however you say his name, the
yes.
guy who had the animation of him taking down Biden and killing AOC, and he got censured for it yesterday. So what happens during a censuring process when they have one is that they open up the podium for literally like anybody who wants to speak to come forward and make commentary. So that allows for a lot of people who are looking to do a few zingers within their allotted time. Representative Bobar, who is from Colorado, Grand Junction area of Colorado, goes up to the podium to speak about the censure and says, you know, why are we concerning ourselves? And I'm just paraphrasing here. Why are we concerning ourselves with someone who's putting out a cartoon when we have a person who is sitting in Congress, who's sitting in this chamber right now, who literally had sex and a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy and lied about it, and like is sitting right here in this room, literally sleeping with the enemy. And that is Eric Swalwell.
So
Eric Swalwell is a Democrat from California who is on the House Intel Committee, which, just to add insult to injury, he slept with Fang Fang. Remember Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, came here with the student visa, got in bed with him, and not figuratively, like really, and had an affair. And so I guess Lauren Boebert goes up there and says, we've got someone sleeping with the enemy. We should be worried about that. He wasn't censured. You know, why is this guy who just posted a cartoon being censured? So,
I think these are two different things.
It makes a good point. I mean, there is no way that Eric Swalwell, and I've screamed about it, no way that Eric Swalwell should be sitting on the Intelligence Committee when he's sleeping with the Chinese spy. Talk
that
about compromised information.
That should be an investigation.
Adam Schiff, who lied about seeing evidence of Trump colluding with Russia for years, should not be the head of the Intel Committee. It looks like a joke. So, in that respect, she's right. But we also have to say he passed around some violence and stuff, and we have to make a stand, right? I mean, everybody can be wrong in this situation. But
there is no way that that video isn't threatening. There's just no way.
If any one
of us was in it, I mean, I would just be livid if that happened to anyone that I knew, you know, and the fact that it's AOC, people are dismissing it, and I think that that's wrong.
That fired up Ilhan Omar, who also should have been censured for the stuff that she said about Jews in this country and around the world. And she gets up to the podium, and then she says that Lauren Boebert shouldn't talk about Eric Swalwell's sex life she's married
a pervert. Around this goes.
I know.
All right. 19 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Okay, so usually I'm a last-minute shopper, but the deals at Kohl's, way too good to pass up. I got 40% off holiday decor, 40% off the cutest St. Nicholas square finds for the table, and found the toys topping my kids' list. I also got 15% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off my home purchase, because I spent $50. So now I get the whole early shopping thing, and I'm a big fan. Flex Styles. Offers end November 20th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's now 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner going to update us on something that is absolutely out of this world crazy. Wait till you hear what Martha Stewart says she doesn't like right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, this is going to be a healing moment, I can tell, Jay, because a lot of people are concerned about what Martha Stewart likes and she doesn't like. So what's the latest big reveal?
Oh, yeah, there's outrage. Out of everything happening in the world today, this has people a little confused. Martha Stewart, even though she has mugs in her Martha Stewart collections, she does not like mugs. She calls them ugly and clunky.
No.
She sounds like my mother. Fancy Nancy does not like mugs.
So what does your mom use? Teacups instead for hot drinks?
Teacups to drink coffee or tea, yeah.
So aren't teacups, like, super small? Does she have to keep refilling?
I guess. I don't know. This is the longest I've ever thought about it, but I just know my whole life growing
up. Doesn't keep you up at night?
Yeah. My whole life growing up, it was just like a, you know, no mugs. My dad likes a coffee mug, and my mom just, oh, they're so ugly. They're so unattractive. Yeah. It's my mom and Martha would get along very well.
They are ugly, but you know what? Give me the biggest thing there is and fill her up.
I like mugs. I put all of my tea and things that I drink while I'm on the air into these big mugs. All right, speaking of big, Elvis Presley used to have big teeth and a big smile. I see that his dental crown, my God, is up for auction.
Sorry, but no thanks. Hard pass.
What in the name of God has somebody got in mind? And who's going to pay what for this, Jay?
Yeah, do you ever kind of just think to yourself, A, who cares? And also, what is wrong with people? His gold-filled dental work is going on auction.
I don't know how they got this after he died. They dug him up and pulled it out with pliers. No.
No, they did not do that. It changed hands over the years. It changed hands over the years. His fiance, Linda Thompson, originally gifted it to Jimmy Velvet. It ended up in a private collection, was part of the Elvis Presley Museum, all of this stuff. It's on the auction block, and they're expecting it to, the opening bid is $2,500. I feel like this is going to be a lot more than that because it's Elvis.
This is like one gold tooth?
One gold tooth, yeah.
Wow.
I feel like his like toenail clippings would go for $5,000.
But like, how did Linda Thompson get his gold tooth? I don't get it.
I like the theory that somebody dug him up and pulled it out. Let's go with that, even though that's not the truth.
Yeah, somebody must have in the morgue or the at the where they in the funeral home.
Pull out gold teeth. They must, I guess, right?
Well, they used to. They used to do it and sell it. Some of the old stories about the people that run funeral homes. As a matter of fact, it wasn't that long ago. I remember talking within the last few years about some guy down south who's running a funeral home. He was taking all kinds of stuff out of bodies and selling it. Yeah, yucca bunga. All right, 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel, more ways to learn. Now try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the defense has once again called for a mistrial, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial deliberations by the jury continue Thursday. Manhattan's district attorney announced Wednesday two of the 3 men convicted of the 1965 killing of civil rights leader Malcolm X will soon be exonerated. Khalil Islam died in prison in 2009. 83-year-old Muhammad Aziz on CBS News.
If I wanted to do it, I couldn't have done it. So that means they knew what they were doing when they put me in jail.
An anonymous whistleblower is saying data suppression involving missing ballots in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, from the 2020 election took place. A lawsuit claims an election machine shredded thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots, with the data corroborating it deliberately erased. Several videos were released as part of an effort to show the claims. Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As gas and oil prices in America continue to spiral out of control, the industry is blaming the Biden administration and their policies for the increased costs. The Biden administration says there's nothing they can do to lower prices and want an investigation into the industry's business practices. Texas Congressman Republican Austin Pfluger tells Fox News the White House is not being truthful.
Well, the president has done everything in his power to stifle production. You know, we've seen an all-out war and an assault starting with the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline. Meanwhile, he has green-lighted the Nord Stream pipeline. And let's just get the facts straight. At this time last year, there were 312 rigs actively drilling, and right now there's 556. That's about a 75% increase. And the pandemic was terrible. There was a demand destruction. And you're right, I represent one of the most prolific oil and gas producing regions in the world. That's the Permian Basin. And what we say there is it's Midland over Moscow. It's Odessa over OPEC. But what the president is saying is that he wants foreign production, and he has an all-out assault through every policy that you see. So the American public is not buying any of this rhetoric. It's just complete nonsense.
Representative Pfluger on what is happening.
When you look at capital markets and the access to capital, the ESG, environmental, social, and governance scores that a lot of the institutional lenders are using, with pressure from the Biden administration, with pressure from the left, makes it very difficult to access that capital. And then you factor in the labor shortages that are very difficult to get people to come back to work. And it is a perfect storm.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
In the DJV program, you got to go where you want to go, do what you want to do, say what you want to say, be who you want to be all you can be. Isn't that the slogan for the Marines or something? Be all you can be a Marine?
The Army.
I remember that. The Army. Okay. How'd you know that? How'd you know?
Because I remember the jingle that be all that you can be in the Army.com.
Yeah. Good for you. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here. On the DJV program, I was thinking about being what we want. There's so much controversy about saying, you know, the stuff in the Congress about people saying strange, weird, obnoxious things. The other side of it is that a lot of us are, we are who we want to be. And we get that way because we do what we want. We think about ourselves in the sense that we want to be happy, want to be around happy people. I certainly want that for me. And that's why I've surrounded myself with these three great women, because they make me happy most of the time.
Oh, thanks.
Excuse me.
Back at you.
That's sweet.
Back at you most of the time.
Well, yeah, most of the time.
You okay?
All right, anyway. Yeah, no, I was coughing because...
He's choking on the sentiments.
No, I wasn't... I was choking on the fact that this is a non-smoking hotel where I am in Kansas City, and somebody was right outside the door. I went outside to go grab a quick bite to eat, and there was somebody smoking. and I am so allergic to smoke, secondhand smoke. I was around as a kid, but and I'm not playing this, even though today is the Great American Smokeout. I'm not playing into the drama of it all. I just say I'm very allergic to smoke. So we ought to spend a minute anyway talking about the Great American Smokeout, third Thursday of November every year. The challenge here is for those of you who still smoke to give up. And can you do it a day at a time? Can you stop today and say, well, I'm not going to smoke till tomorrow? And then tomorrow, can you say, I'm not going to stop, I'm not going to smoke until the next day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I remember being on the air at a Boston radio station back in 1970 when this started in Randolph, Massachusetts, which isn't far south of Boston. A guidance counselor in a high school there named Arthur Mullaney asked people to give up smoking for a day and donate the money that they would have spent on buying the smokes to a high school scholarship fund. And then a couple of years after that, the California Division of the American Cancer Society got 1 million people. Do you remember that? I remember that. To quit smoking for a day. And so that was the first really official smoke out. So I don't know what the goal is for today, other than to get people to stop smoking for a day. But I always wonder why people start smoking. I've always thought my mother smoked and it killed her. She was dead when she was 50 because she smoked. And my father smoked a little bit, but he was an athlete and just one day said, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this. So he stopped. But I grew up in an era where pretty much everybody smoked. The people around the farm were, or the farms that I worked on, they all smoked. They had wives and members of it. It just was the normal thing. You look at some of the old movies from the 50s and everybody is smoking. So at one point,
you can't even show smoking. Cigarette smoking, if it's in a movie or on a TV show, it pops up as a warning before you start watching it now. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. Well, but
I mean, I agree
so
with it.
But it's
so glamorized once upon a time. That's why it's like,
yeah,
you know, they're trying to undo what they
sexy.
Once did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. It was sexy to smoke. Light them up because you're sexy. So now young girls smoke because they want to stay thin. Instead of being healthy, I went down on the elevator with a couple of women who are, I would say, in their late 20s, early 30s, and they were on their way to the gym because they wanted to go work out before the activities of the day started. And I find that, you know, you compare and contrast that, and maybe it's where I am. I think this, and maybe, Victoria, you can argue with me, but I think women who are on the coasts are more likely to smoke than women who are inland in the farm, in the what they call the flyover states.
I would reverse that.
Would you really?
Totally, yeah.
Why?
Because if you just look at the overall health statistics of people who live on the East and West Coast, they're a lot healthier than people in the middle. So I would.
That
I would
because
just,
of smoking?
Well, but I mean, I live in New Jersey. I lived in New York City for a long time before moving back to Jersey, but you can't smoke indoors anywhere. So everywhere you go in the Midwest, it's just smoke. You can, you know, smoke if you got them. So I think it's a lot worse in the middle of the country than for sure.
And I feel like it's also where lifestyle is that way too, because you might be doing more stuff outdoors, and if you're smoking, your lungs can't handle like hiking.
Mm-hmm. It's so horrible when you smell the smoke.
It's disgusting.
It really is. Looking
I don't
at
even know how like, I ever
gross.
Smoked. I mean, I was like a social smoker through college and like part of my 20s. But luckily, I just one day just got grossed out and stopped and never, you know, I was really fortunate that I was not addicted to it.
Awful.
But now if I smell cigarette smoke anywhere, it's just, ugh. Like, I can't handle
it. Run the other
way. If I get into an elevator that's, you know, like, it's so gross, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my experience of walking outside the hotel this morning. Same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about these two guys who were convicted of killing Malcolm X. Apparently, they're going to go free. They've been in prison for God knows how long. What? 20, 30, 40 years? This would be. Malcolm X got killed in 1965.
Yeah.
This was in the Audubon Ballroom in New York. He was about to speak. There have been movies about this. And these two guys, Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam, maintain their innocence, but they've been in prison since 1966. So these guys have got to be near the end of the line.
Well,
so how did they get exonerated?
I think. Well, so Cyrus Vance, who is the Manhattan District Attorney, the Southern District.
He's the son of the man who was the Attorney General for the United States. I think at the time Malcolm X was killed.
That's good trivia.
His father was the Attorney General. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so he said this is essentially, this beyond an apology. These two men, there was never any evidence that really would have made them guilty. And so there are a lot of conspiracy theorists that the government was after Malcolm X, which they were. I mean, we now know.
Of course they were.
The government was trying to encourage Martin Luther King to kill himself. It's incredible when you look back on...
It was J. Edgar Hoover. Let's make it clear.
Okay.
Edgar Hoover was the one who wanted to get all these guys.
Yeah.
And it's very clear that he went out of his way to try to destroy Malcolm X, to try to destroy Dr. Martin Luther King. Any black leader at the time in the 60s was a target of J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about this, and this is where I love when pop culture kind of comes into play, there's a Netflix documentary called Who Killed Malcolm X. It has new information about the case. So because that documentary came out, and this has happened so many times now, because the documentary came out, it launched an investigation, a new investigation that lasted 22 months. And it was the FBI and the New York Police Department and prosecutors, and they went all through this and found that evidence was withheld and that these two men would have been acquitted. There's no way that they would have been convicted if there hadn't been a conspiracy to cover up what actually happened, which we don't really know. But these two guys were just the patsies. They were the real patsies. And so
how often does this happen? We know time after time after time, circumstance after circumstance after circumstance of people who are found guilty, and like it or not, most of them are black, and they spend years, decades rotting in jail, or even worse, they're executed. There's an execution that's supposed to be going on in Oklahoma today. I don't know what the issues are, but I know I've seen some information about the governor.
It's a big deal. Yeah. The governor hasn't decided yet. Apparently, I don't know if it's a he or she, if they're going to give Julius Jones, right? That's his name. Kim Kardashian has been working to free him. He apparently, the Innocence Project has supported this as well. Apparently, this is a wrongfully accused man who's about to be killed today. So
another one.
It's a big story.
Yeah. Why do we have respect? You see, this is something that bothers me. I have many friends who are police officers, friends who are police chiefs, people who are high up in the military, and, you know, people who have given their lives in service. But whenever this comes up in any circle, let's say you go to a Christmas party and the police chief is there and we start talking about things like this, it always becomes the police are always defensive. Oh, you guys just don't like the police. Well, maybe it's not even the police. In this case, the two circumstances we're talking about were the police in collusion with the district attorney to try to convict people so that they either had a win or they want to get a few more black people off the street, whatever it is. But see, this is what gives the Black Lives Matter movement legs, because these things, especially when it comes to people that are in jail, that aren't supposed to be there, people that get executed and aren't supposed to be executed, 9 times out of 10, they're black. And so, what do you expect them, the blacks, to do or think or say? You've created your own mess by being like liars and cheats. And how do you have respect for a system that puts people in jail that are not supposed to be there just because the color of their skin isn't something that you like? And that's one of our problems in this country.
Well, and the Julius Jones thing, he's been sitting on death row for 20 years. And this is another, ABC did a documentary series called The Last Defense, which brought up his case a couple years ago, that more than 6 million people have now signed a petition to get him to be freed. And so the governor is taking his sweet time, I guess, even though he told the family he would make a swift decision. I don't know. Hopefully it happens at some point soon. But it's once again, these documentaries are... I don't know if this one is that political. I don't know. He's
but you
black.
Know as well as I do that I mean, a lot of these things are just political.
Yeah,
we don't want to execute him, you know, white or black or whatever it is. All right, in a moment, some big news about Thanksgiving right after this.
Riley Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
All right, so I got two choices here of things to talk about in the next couple of minutes. One of them has to do with a PBS documentary I saw last night, which basically theorizes that in space there is no time. Not any. There's no such thing as time. So do we want to talk about that or the fact that Reese's Thanksgiving pie is completely sold out?
That is so depressing to me.
I was just thinking, that's bad news.
Oh.
It is.
It's just looking at pictures of it, it's just so perfect. It's just a giant Reese's peanut butter cup that you can cut into a pie slices.
3 pounds of peanut butter or chocolate.
I'm so bummed that it's sold out.
Why is it sold out?
Because they only made a limited number of them, and it's delicious, and so it's sold out, like, instantly. And people are selling them on eBay now for, like, $150 or more.
Wow. And something so beloved like this, why would you only want a limited number? You could make more money by having more supply.
Yeah.
I think they'll learn that for next year.
Doesn't make any sense. All right, so that's it. I guess we can't talk about it.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. All right, so the other thing is a bummer, too, so we don't want to talk about that.
What's the other one?
Well, I was talking about the fact there's no time in space.
My head's
going to
explode.
We have time here.
I can't.
I know.
Can't.
See? That's what I said. The whole thing about the Reese's thing is bad enough.
Thank you, Phil, for playing music.
10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 53 after the hour here, time for our visit with Chuck Curry. Movie Moments around the corner. And we're going to, I think, get the benefit of Chucker's knowledge regarding a trailer and a new movie that's coming out. So we'll have that in our focus right after this.
Attention Americans, aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and Smart Match Insurance is here to help. Smart Match compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Smart Match is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost, even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. Smart Match makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-401-3982. That's 800-401-3982. 800-401-3982.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size.
Here's the old Spider-Man jingle from the old movie. No, this is from the TV show. Where'd this come from, Chuck?
It's from my 60s cartoon, I believe. Late 60s, early 70s.
Right. Yep. All right, so what's the latest on the newest Spider-Man movie?
Well, if you like Spider-Man, Marvel and Sony, which I guess is a cross collaboration, releasing Spider-Man No Way Home on December 17th, and the storyline has to deal with the multiverse, meaning they've pulled villains from past Spider-Man movies like Doc Ock and Green Goblin and Electro. Two of them were in Sam Raimi's original two Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire. Electro was in the Spider-Man movie with Andrew Garfield, and I think it's a great trailer they released, and at the end it sets up, they don't show it in the trailer, but they set up the entrance of Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield joining Tom Holland as three Spider-Mans. in this film. And if that happens, I think it's going to, if you're a movie fan and you like being in a movie theater with a packed house, this movie is going to bring the house down. I would think it's going to make a lot of money, but it's going to be something that people are going to look forward to at Christmas time. It comes out December 17th. That's not a shameless plug. It's just when I see something good, a good trailer, I want to talk about it. I think this is going to be really fun for moviegoers who like superhero movies come this holiday season.
What was the? Which movie was it that had the guy that was like an octopus? I'm trying to remember the name of the actor.
That was Spider-Man 2. He's in this. That was Alfred Molina as Doc Ock.
That's it, Molina.
To me, that's one of the best superhero movies of all time. It is the best Spider-Man movie, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire. As much as I like Tom Holland, he's excellent in the new Spider-Man Marvel movies. And those movies are good, but not as good as what Sam Raimi did in his first Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2 movies.
I'll tell you something. That guy is so creepy. I don't know how I see that. I didn't
really good actor.
Oh my, yeah, he is a good actor. He reminds me also of what's his face, Oliver Platt. The two of them look similar.
Yeah, a little similar. Who's on Chicago? Right. You know, I just want to, because I know you watch a TV show. I was flipping through the TV guide yesterday that I get in the mail, and yeah. I didn't realize this, but on November 27th, USA Network is going to air, I guess they produced a Nash Bridges TV movie, which is bringing back Don Johnson and Cheech Marin. I didn't know they were doing that. I was a big fan of that show. I thought Don Johnson was awesome. It ran from between 1996 and 2001.
Yeah. I love that
I'm
show.
I'm going to watch it.
Why the heck are they putting it on USA? Why
it's really good.
Why isn't that a big network?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Don Johnson obviously hit big on Miami Vice. I thought he was really good on the show. Never became a big movie star. He's worked consistently for 30 years, and he is really good. He never became Bruce Willis in terms of a movie star, but I like Nash Bridges. I'm glad they did this TV movie.
Yeah. That was a good thing. What about the Harry Potter Return to the Hogwarts special that's coming to HBO Max? Supposed to be in January, New Year's Day.
I'm sure all involved will get a very big paycheck. I'm not a huge fan of that stuff. I mean, it is what it is if you're a fan. But, I mean, if they're going to do something, just make new feature films.
Yeah, they're going to talk about the films.
But the Friends reunion was so big, it set the stage, I think, for a lot of other reunions.
Oh, and plus those paychecks are big, and I'm sure they're going to take
it. I think they have a Star Trek reunion.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. All right, Chucker, thanks. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.